97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, I think one of the ways we can de-escalate it, and Republicans don't want to talk about it, is talk about a ban on assault weapons. We've now had in these two assassination attempts, in the last 60 days, we have had people with clear mental illness. We don't know what their motive is, but we know that they have mental issues, and they've got, you know, this one has a long record, who somehow got their hands on weapons of war, on assault weapons. I mean,
if you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Mark Walters with us, host of Armed American Radio. And Mark, I have to tell you, that's Ana Navarro you heard there on MSNBC, and one of the great radio hosts in St. Louis, Jim White, for many years used to say, you can't fix stupid. This is living proof of it right here.
Yep. Close the show.
We're done.
Cue the end music. We're done.
You know,
when you hear those people, that's what you think. They are that stupid.
Yeah, she thinks that assault weapons are the reason Donald Trump had his life attempted to be taken again Sunday and 2 months ago. It must be the assault weapons, and without any clue that there are far more single shot rifles that are more accurate than an AR-15 or an AK-47 at 300 yards. I mean, she clearly just doesn't understand.
No, she doesn't understand the concept of a rifle. What a rifle is. An AR-15. What she's talking about, and this is where you can't fix stupid. Let's just be real here. She's talking about its appearance. She doesn't understand anything about ballistics. It's just simply a .223 caliber rifle is all it is. She just doesn't like the way the gun looks. But yeah, there are far more effective weapons out there if somebody wanted a true sniper rifle. Okay.
Right.
But again, all they're doing is fixating on the low hanging fruit. This is part of their bigger plan, and anytime they have an opportunity to demonize a particular gun, notice that that's what they focus on. Again, I repeat this. I wish I had a dollar for every time I've said this. Would she be okay if Donald Trump were shot by someone with a handgun? Would it matter to her? Would she call for a ban on handguns? She must not be aware, and I use this example all the time. Shuang Wei Cho at Virginia Tech killed 32 people in under 10 minutes with a Glock 19 handgun, 9mm.
Right.
Yeah. And a .22 caliber Walther. But what this is just exposing their agenda. We say this over and over and over again because we have to. We have to reach people. They have to understand that that's all they're doing is the low-hanging fruit. This man was 100% already gun-controlled.
He was.
I want to point out, he was a convicted felon. He shouldn't have had any gun.
No.
But what I want to point out, Shannon Watts over, I don't know if you saw this, yesterday, I just chuckled about it. But Shannon Watts, the founder of Moms Demand Action in Every Town for Gun Safety over there yesterday, was running her mouth about how it's the GOP's fault that this is happening to Donald Trump because of their lack of support for red flag law.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, Florida has a red flag law, but why mention that?
or as you pointed out, the fact that this guy's been gun controlled back in 2004 when he was caught with a fully automatic weapon and convicted of it. He's a felon. He's not allowed to buy or possess a gun. But guess what? He stole one somewhere or bought it illegally. So he's already gun controlled. More laws wouldn't change that.
No, and there is no law that will stop a criminal from committing any crime. Everything he did was illegal.
Right.
Does she want to focus on the transportation from one state to another to kill a president, a former president? That's illegal to do. It's illegal to plan it. It's illegal to do it on it. Look, it's repetitive. It's monotonous, but we have to do it. We have to continue to bring, you know, make the public aware of what's actually going on out there. And if it opens just somebody's eyes as to what's happening with the left and the Democrats, the only reason Donald Trump is being attacked is because of the violent rhetoric from the left.
I had a dream the other night. I have to tell you, Mark Walters, I had a dream that there was a presidential debate. And in the presidential debate, one of the candidates said, Tim Walz and I are gun owners. And in my dream, one of the moderators broke in and said, excuse me, Madam Vice President, could you tell me the make and model of the gun you own and when the last time was you fired it? Because they didn't ask any follow-up questions, but that would have been a key moment to do so.
Well, now, gosh, we're going to get into the David Muir and Lindsay Davis debate now. What a mess that was.
Yeah, they
failed on multiple fronts with opportunities that they had. And that was a prime example to talk about. Let's talk about your position on firearms. She got away with telling whoppers and telling lies. Kamala Harris made it very clear to her base, quote unquote, that her values have not changed. And one of her values was, and I've played the tape, you probably have as well, I've got countless tapes of Kamala Harris calling for confiscation through, of course, what she doesn't call it confiscation, of course, but she calls it gun buybacks, similar to what they did in Australia. And I've got her countless times. I support gun buybacks, which is confiscation of your firearms. It's the government forcing you under a new law to turn in your gun, which is confiscating your firearms. She supports that. These are chameleons. They're very, very dangerous. But wouldn't it have been fun, honestly, to see if she could have answered that question?
I'd love to know. I mean, she claims she's a gun owner. What gun does she own? Would she have said, we have a handgun? No. I want to know the make of it, the caliber of it. When is the last time you put your finger on the trigger and pulled it? Do you know anything about it? I mean, nothing.
It would have been more fun if he had said, would it be similar to the guns that protect you?
Yeah,
carried by the people who protect you.
Yeah, you're surrounded by men and women every day that carry, you know, lethal firearms to protect you. But that's not okay.
Every time Shannon Watts opens her mouth, she's protected when she's railing about taking your guns by people with guns. The irony here is not lost on us. And I think the American people are smart enough to see through this. I really do.
Boy.
Millions of Americans saw what happened to Donald Trump at that debate. And it goes back to honesty, right? You can only talk to honest people. Dishonest people are dishonest people. Write them off. You're never going to be able to converse with those people. You're never going to be able to talk to those people. But honest Americans saw what happened to Donald Trump, and millions of honest Americans are seeing what's happening now. And as much as I hate to say this, there is no such thing as a coincidence anymore. This is not coincidental. And sadly, I'm going to guess that it's likely going to happen again. And I think Donald Trump is aware of that. I'm sure the Secret Service is aware of it at this point, but we live in very dangerous, very frightening times. If you're not armed now, I think you're foolish.
Yeah. Well, I had an event at the Range St. Louis West, which is a proud sponsor of this show, on Saturday, and the place was packed. And I walked up to the counter several times while they're helping people with firearms purchases. It was pretty obvious to me that some of them were buying their first weapon. And I was proud of that as I was standing up there, but I also noticed it. And I think
indicative of something.
Yeah,
it is indicative of something. I bet while you were there, I bet you saw women, men. I bet you saw black people, white people.
Oh, yeah.
I bet
you saw
Hispanic people. A very diverse group of customers are moving in and out of these gun shops. And the fastest growing segments of gun ownership, as you and I have talked about before, are minority Americans in the inner cities. Black Americans and black women in particular are buying guns to support themselves because they understand what's happening in the cities. I think, you know, in the bigger picture, my personal belief is, it's just my opinion, I could be wrong, but I believe you're going to see black Americans break for Donald Trump, particularly in traditionally historically Democrat areas, that being cities, break for Donald Trump in absolute record numbers in this election. I really believe you're going to see that. And a proof of that is the media ignoring that, not telling you that. That means... You know, that means that's what we refer to as a lie of omission, right?
Exactly.
They just don't tell you what's happening.
It's a great point.
I think you're going to see record numbers. Gun owners will come out. They have to. Gun owners, if you're listening right now and you're not planning on voting, you're no friend of ours. You've got to vote, and you've got to vote your guns.
Amen, brother. Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio, a spokesman as well for the Second Amendment Foundation. Thank you. Keep up the great fight.
I'll count on it, and have fun flying solo today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Can't wait for Kim to get back next week. Thanks, brother. We'll talk to you soon. We appreciate that. Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.